Good morning. I'm very happy to be here today. First Press has been an integral part of my graduate school experience, and I'm very glad to be able to share with you all some of the things that has been happening in my life over the last 3 years. My name is Mark Young. I'm a graduate student here at UC School of Social Welfare and Public Health. I think some of my colleagues are out there actually in the audience. I was accepted to grad school at UC Berkeley 3 years ago, and at that time I was living and attending church in San Francisco. And when I was accepted to grad school, I decided to move to Berkeley, but I didn't know anything about the Christian community in Berkeley, and I was just in the middle of transitioning from my old church in San Francisco. So I didn't know how to find Christian community in Berkeley, and so like many young people, I started looking on the web. And I found graduate student ministries, and which later I learned was called Veritas. And I began looking on the website, and I saw a lot of friendly-looking, nice people on the website, pictures of them. And so I said, this might be a good group for me to start looking for Christian community in Berkeley. And I contacted a woman named Carrie Baer. Some of you might know her. Carrie was extremely warm and very inviting and very encouraging. And I think she offered to connect me to different student groups and also to offer to find me housing, actually. And by a strange coincidence, I actually ended up moving right across the street from First Press. So I still live right across the street from First Press here, and I've been living there for about 3 years. By another strange coincidence, Veritas holds many of their functions here at First Press, so that really facilitated my transition into a new Christian community, being so close to both my fellowship and my church. Veritas, the ministry of Veritas has been a huge blessing to me over the last 3 years because I've been living so close, I've been able to take advantage of many of the ministry. So I've been involved in small groups and also retreats and large groups. And I think fellowshipping with other graduate students have been a great experience for me, fellowshipping with people who understand the particular challenges and culture of being a graduate student in Berkeley. And I think there were many times when the challenges of grad school did seem very overwhelming. And I think that being in an organic process of fellowshipping with other graduate students, I was kind of able to reorient myself to a much-needed conclusion, which is that God is still in control despite the fact that I can't see beyond the challenges that I face. Living so close to First Pres, I've also been able to take advantage of many of the different ministries and resources at this church. And I feel like in my time at UC, I really have gotten really two educations, actually, one from UC and one from First Pres. For example, one of the things that has made a real impact for me are the global church conferences that were held here. I think I attended all three of those. Being a graduate student, I'm very focused on my area of study, very specialized study. And I think for those weekends of the global church conferences, I really felt like I was part of an international church, fellowshipping with Christians from all over the world and learning and worshiping with them. And those were really good experiences and really kind of expanded my exposure to different facets of Christianity. In addition to special events that were really enriching for me, I think I've come to also really appreciate the stable rhythm that's offered by weekly worship here. Being in grad school, I think that it's very things are very unstable and always changing, and I think I've come to appreciate just being able to come here on a weekly basis and worship God in community. And I've come to appreciate all aspects of worship, but especially I think one of the things that has really grounded me are the sermons that I've heard about Christian identity. And I think for me, over the last 3 years, I've come to realize that in light of God's greatness, I am a very small, soft-tissued, and short-lived person. And for me, the freedom to be human and not have to feel like I have to be God has been such a relief from the pressures of the world and also from school. And I'm very grateful for that, and I think that's the amazingness of grace for me. During my time here, I also had a chance to take a lot of classes as part of my education at First Pres. And I took a lot of different classes and also attended a lot of different talks that were offered by First Pres. And I think one of the classes that really stuck out for me was a summer institute class I took called Recovering the Contemplative Tradition in Christianity. I think prior to taking that class, I really felt like the main thrust of my Christianity was emphasizing what I'm supposed to do as a Christian. And I think I really neglected the Mary of Luke chapter 10, and I think I really focused on being Martha. And I think for me that was really a really important class. And I started to learn that sometimes just being still and being in awe of God is a viable Christian practice as well. I wanted to thank a lot of people who kind of made the last 3 years very much more enriching and rewarding, and especially to those who have taught and served in different ministries at First Pres. I've actually taken advantage of a lot of the different resources here, and I've actually eaten a lot of food here at the College Lounge. So for those who brought food to the College Lounge, I'm very grateful for that. And just the different people who have taught in different capacities, you've been very... it's been a real blessing to me, and also to my family, and especially those in the Bay Area. I think their support has made all this very, very possible, and just to different friends who have made the last 3 years so much more rewarding for me. I wanted to close by just saying that sometimes I think about, when I'm really actually being honest, I think the amazing gift of grace, I don't know whether the amazing gift of grace actually makes me a better person when I look at my behaviors objectively, but I think that when there are very lucky, fortunate days where I feel like the amazing gift of grace actually hints at the character of the God who extends that grace for me. And my prayer is that to continue to be humble enough to accept that grace, and also to be inspired by the one who extends that grace. Thank you very much.